Well, 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 just when you thought Pokemon could not get even worse, we saw leaks going up to 2030. We got some insights on the budgets for many of the Pokemon games. We got the code names for games in the past, as well as names for games coming up in the future that have yet to be announced. And also, for some reason, Lumio City in its entirety in the upcoming Pokemon Legend ZA game is just one model, a single model.
I built this office 30 years ago without any permission from the city and used cheap laborers from the Enchanted Forest to do it. This building is a mess.
For those who are not familiar with 3D modeling, just take a look down a street, a residential neighborhood. Do you think the sidewalk and the building should be the same model? Well, in the new Pokemon game, they are glued together, as well as the entirety of the city. But as for the most concerning part of the information that was leaked, we learned that Junichi Masuda, one of the original developers of Pokemon Red and Blue, as well as the director of many Pokemon games, has been banned from directing Pokemon games. This ban supposedly took effect in 2013, roughly, after X and Y came out. However, the issues leading up to his ban were developing since before the release. Now, obviously, because I do not want the Nintendo ninjas breaking down my door, I will not be able to share official documents with you at all. However, we will have the summary from CentroLeaks on Twitter, who has written it in English. Because in addition to the information being leaked, it is also not in English. So as the tweet states, internally was referred as the era of Masuda's absolute dominance. Masuda alone handled development planning, personnel decisions, public relations, and game design. Up through Black and White, it was an era where no one could oppose him. However, this led to a concentration of power and the organization began to run out of control. In personnel matters, unnecessary people and favorites emerged. The game's content shifted from being focused on fun to being driven by PR. They could no longer do proper game design. Various problems arose, and during the development of X and Y, Masuda got into an argument with Sugimori, resulting in a decision that he would no longer be allowed to direct from then on. Before we begin to analyze the information presented in front of us, let me just remind you to comment on this video below, because I am really curious to see what Pokemon fans think of not only the directors involved, but the direction Pokemon has gone in since the 3DS era. And please keep in mind that liking and hyping the video are also great ways to support the channel for free, but there are paid options to do as well if you're so generous. But to start off, I would just like to point out all of the mainline Pokemon games that Junichi Masuda has directed, and this has gone all the way back since Pokemon Crystal. After Crystal was released, however, Junichi Masuda would be promoted from merely working on the third versions to directing the new mainline games, such as Ruby and Sapphire, Fire Red and Leaf Green, Diamond and Pearl, and Black and White. The final Pokemon game Junichi Masuda would direct would be Pokemon X and Y. Many Pokemon fans would say that Gens 3, 4, and 5 are the best ones, and that is the correct answer, frankly. Most notably that these generations did not rely as heavily on nostalgia as it seemed like Pokemon as a franchise did after the release of X and Y, which it really started once they transitioned to 3DS. Arguably, Pokemon Black and White was a whole homage to that first generation because all of the Pokemon were new, even if you did play a Pokemon game before. And a lot of the Gen 5 Pokemon are direct parallels of Generation 1 Pokemon, even having over 150 Pokemon, which has only been done in Generations 1 and 5, never since. But that sort of roundabout way to call back to the first generation of Pokemon is much more elaborate and much more creative than just giving Mewtwo two Mega Evolutions. But Junichi Masuda is not the only director that has been banned from directing any more Pokemon games. Another document suggests that it looks like Shigeru Omori is also out as the main director. The documents mention that he basically inherited the same structure of power that Masuda had with no real changes in the structure. In documents from 2024, it is confirmed that Omori is the former director of Division 2, which implies that he will not be directing any more Pokemon games. And for those not as familiar with the name, Shigeru Omori has been working in Pokemon to different extents ever since the third generation. However, he would make his directorial debut in Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, continuing into Pokemon Sun and Moon, Pokemon Sword and Shield, and Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. So just like how Junichi Masuda had his own three generation run, being 3, 4, and 5, until it crashing and burning in the development of the sixth generation, we now have three generations worth of games under Omori, and many would contribute these three generations as to being the downfall of Pokemon. Sun and Moon being too plot-oriented and having too hand-holdy of his tutorial, Pokemon Sword and Shield forcing the EXP share, also cutting like a lot of the national decks, and Scarlet and Violet for being an open-world broken mess. Those are just what some critics are calling it, I would never. An additional flip note that I would like to point out is that there are new policies by Game Freak, one being no more insert songs in games. The Pokemon Company offered to do one for Pokemon Legends ZA, like the one by Ed Sheeran in Scarlet and Violet, but Game Freak rejected it, which I find to be very interesting how Game Freak can override the wishes of the Pokemon Company, because it did seem like ever since Sword and Shield came out, they're more so embracing Western pop stars, but that seems to have come to an end now. Some other policies that are also noted is no special TCG cards based on games, and no external artists making promotional artwork must come from the Game Freak. The Game Freak, why did I say it like that? The rule against trading cards being based on games seems a little absurd to me, because you would think you'd want brand synergy, essentially cross-promoting your different products, but I guess not. But essentially, if you want to know the moral of the story, if you want to start an argument at work, better make sure you can win that, because Masuda like had one spat with Sugimori, and that basically ended his directing run. He had such a good run, generations 3, 4, and 5, and that came to an end because he had to talk shit to the creature designer. And frankly, Sugimori designing the Pokemon is like 90% of the reason Pokemon's even popular in the first place. Can we all agree on that? It wasn't like the battle mechanics that really engrossed the player, especially in those first two games. It was literally the idea of catching these creatures and the creatures actually looking good and looking like they can exist with anatomy. But you guys definitely seem to like my previous video on Pokemon, so if you want me to go more in depth with a lot of the other leaks that went on, this one aspect was definitely the most interesting to me, because this is more behind the scenes stuff. I think we know that Game Freak isn't exactly the best at modeling trees, you know? That's very apparent from the game itself. But to see the inner workings, the politics of the creation of a Pokemon game that has now come to light, I find to be very interesting. But I do definitely want to hear your take on it, so please take it to the comment section down below. And for a bit of personal housekeeping, I am still on the lookout for an editor, so if you are interested in editing for me, as in making the videos as I send you shit, please go to this email that is on screen right now. And please know that you will be paid based on the performance of the video. There will be videos that do well, you'll make lots of money. There will be videos that probably don't do as well. Just thought I should answer that question before it's even asked. But Christmas season is coming up, and Christmas season, that's like prime time to be making some YouTube revenue.